Good morning. My guests this morning are Keith Baker and Eric Thompson from the Spreckles Performing Arts Center. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what are the parts that you play in their production of Hamlet?
Well, I'll start. I, Eric Thompson, am Polonius.
I'm Keith Baker, and I'm playing Hamlet.
All right. Okay, so this opens on February 1st, and we are doing this interview considerably before February 1st. So at this point, how's it going?
Really well. I mean, even this far out, I'm terrified whether it's now or
right.
February 1st. It's terrifying, but I think it's been going great thus far.
I think it's going great also. Yeah. I think we're in really good shape. Mm-hmm. It's coming along very rapidly. We're rehearsing many hours every night, but it's really coming together, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be an excellent production.
Have either of you two been in this play before?
I have not.
Nor have I, which is fun because as I've been, talking with people in the theater community, almost everybody does have I was in a production.
Oh, I was in a production.
Yeah,
including me.
Definitely get right. That and realizing, wow, I have not until now.
Yeah.
It's one of the Shakespeare plays I know best. I've taught it. I've studied it. I probably have seen 20 productions of it, and I've seen all the movies. But I've never acted it until now.
I know this is off the point, really. But any other Shakespeare plays that are in your own particular pantheons that you would like to be in at some point?
Deep inside me, I think I've always wanted to play Iago. I'd like to take a stab at that, as it were. That's sort of the one that's always
great.
Sat there for me.
Well, my favorite role, which I've done several times, is Bottom the Weaver. And I would probably welcome chances to do that again. But roles that I've not done that I would really love to do is include Richard III, Shylock.
Oh, you'd be a good Richard.
I would
He'd
love
be a
to
good
do Richard.
Richard, everybody. Yeah. If any producers out there listening, Eric Thompson would be an excellent Richard.
Yeah.
What are some aspects of this production that you feel are more or less original to it? What are you doing that's different?
I would say that one of the things in this day and age that is original to it is we're not doing anything to it.
Yes, that's right.
Certainly these last, I would say, two decades, if you go around to Shakespeare festivals, everyone has this one set in 1920s Gangsterland, and this one set on the island of Havana. And while all of that is really interesting, when we all began talking about doing this production, it is one of the greatest works of art that Western civilization has produced,
right.
And it doesn't need to have Trump thrown on as Claudius or, Hamlet as, an emo rocker in the late 60s.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't need it. It just needs, the words are amazing on their own.
Exactly.
I've seen so many productions set in Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
And just guns just don't replace swords in this. I agree with that. We were really setting it in its time. It's a piece in its time. One of the things that I appreciate about Sherry, the director, is that she's really keen on pursuing the depths of the relationships of the characters. And that's really interesting. It opens up some interesting questions about the play because there are a lot of unanswered questions about what these characters do, what they come in with, and what relationships they had prior to the action that you see on the stage. Right? I'm trying to get my mind around what relationship Polonius had to the previous king, who's only been dead for a couple of months.
Yeah, right.
And because he seems to be really in tight with the new king, but that relationship can't be very long standing. So,
or can it?
right.
Were you plotting?
Yeah. Right. There's all kinds of questions.
Yeah.
Well, listen, don't break a leg, please.
Yeah.
It won't work. But let's tell people that this is the Spreckles Performing Arts Center's production of Hamlet, February 1st to the 17th, and the usual hours for information and box office, 588-3400. And the box office is open an hour before the show, and you can go online to sprecklesonline.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.